general manager of the Edmonton Eskimos, Ed Hervey, joining me live at On the Rocks. Heard there was free wings, so decided to come down, I guess. Ed, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you doing, Jason?
I'm doing excellent. I want to talk, I guess, first of all, horrible news for your organization in a bye week. You guys, you know, you're playing well. And I think the guy who's been your most consistent offensive lineman all season long, Simeon Rotier, lost for the season. I guess, update us, is he going to require surgery? What's the injury to his knee?
He does have an injury, left knee, and as we mentioned earlier, he will not be available to us for the rest of the season. We will have the doctors take a look at him again and get further assessment, but we are for sure knowing that he will not be available to us for the remainder of the season, including the playoffs.
Do you think he was your most consistent lineman this year?
He definitely has shown the improvement and has been consistent. Clearly, he's been more of a force this year, and he's been on the field. And biggest thing for him, I think, is that he had the ability to come in and be stronger in the offseason. I think he's fully recovered from that elbow injury from a few years back, and I think the mental aspect of that injury has had finally left him this offseason, which allowed him to become as consistent as he was throughout the season.
So here we are. There's 2 weeks left in the season for you guys. You're not going to be able to just airlift in a player. You've wanted to build depth all year long on your offensive line. And you look at who do you see as maybe the obvious first choice to replace him at the guard position?
I mean, we have few guys there that have been here all year. I mean, you know, we have Jones who's here. We have Middleton here. I mean, you know, we have Ramsey that's around here. We have guys that can go in there and play the position. It is it's too early to get into the discussion right now. They have to go out there and obviously go to the practice field and play. But, you know, we have confidence in anyone that we put on the field.
GM of the Esks, Ed Hervey, joins us. You know the position very well. You played it. Darius Bowman just broke the Eskimo single-season record for catches. He did it in 16 games. Ellison Vaughn did it in 18. He's 47 catches ahead of everybody else in the league right now, Ed. He's obviously the number one guy in Edmonton. There's no doubt about that. He faces all the double teams. A lot of people have talked that they've seen this potential in Adarius before. He wasn't able to showcase it all the time. I don't know if you've had conversations with him. What difference have you seen in his game for him to emerge as a legitimate, bona fide number one receiver?
I think for Adarius, we've had conversations throughout last year and early part of this year. I think the biggest thing for Adarius was the time spent on the 9-game last season. Getting a perspective of life without the sport, but having it at your fingertips, so to speak. Rehabbing from the injury and working hard and putting the time in, but knowing that there's going to be a silver lining, so to speak, at the end of the rainbow for him. Allowing him to come in late last season to play in those games, I think it built some confidence and momentum. That was the plan. Was for him to go out there and play and in some of those games be showcased as a number one guy to see where he stood so we can make a decision in the offseason on where he was. And he came out and he had a very strong finish. And I think that is what catapulted him into where he is this season. And he just carried that momentum throughout.
Looking at that receiver core, and you know that successful franchises, you can't just have one. You need two, in a lot of cases three, even sometimes even four. When you guys were winning championships, that's what you had. Fred Stamps, we know, was banged up early in the season, but he doesn't seem to be getting the separation of old. How concerned are you, and not because I know you can't bring in guys now, but looking to next season to find a number two, do you think you can develop one, or do you have to go outside the organization and get one?
I look at the guys that we have, and clearly that's going to be a position that we're going to evaluate further during the offseason. But, we always want to stay focused on what we're doing right now. And we believe that the guys that we have, including Fred and all those guys go out there, they work hard every day. And, he may not be having the big numbers, but he's doing so much for the team in other areas. His presence on the field, people know that he's a threat, knows that he can make plays, and him having him out there allows for Darius to give more space and allows for the other receivers to be able to do things as well. And his knowledge of the game is irreplaceable.
Ha- Has he lost a step? Is that too easy of a generalization thing to say?
I think it's like when you get on the other side of 30, everyone loses a little bit of what they had in their mid to early 20s. But I don't think that's clearly, you know, what's all stopping him. I think, you know, the offense is designed to be spread out. And, you know, during his time out, you know, things shifted a little bit. And, you know, Mike got, you know, quite comfortable with Adarius, and Adarius is having a hot season. But if you look, I mean, Mike still throws to other receivers. Fred gets his opportunities. But when you play a wide receiver, if you end up with one catch or no catch or six catches, it's sometimes it's not based on, you know, what you're not doing. Sometimes there's another guy open and different things like that. And, I mean, I haven't played the position. I fully understand that. But it doesn't mean that you're not having a great game if you don't have a catch. And I think when you see Fred's effort when he's on the field, he's putting it in, and his opportunity will come to him.
Ed Hervey, general manager of the Edmonton Eskimos, joins me here live and on the rocks. Ed, was there at all any consideration to even look at a guy like Nick Grigsby when he was released by Winnipeg?
No, I think we're quite satisfied with what we have here. Obviously, when a player gets released, you always, we're always on the status report and looking at transactions throughout. But, you know, the guys that we have here, we feel very good about. This season. And it just wasn't going to be a good fit for us. We didn't go out and try to sign him. I think the guys that we have here can get the job done.
John White has really emerged, and when he's healthy, he can make a big difference. And I know injuries are such a hard – you can't predict them, right? But as a general manager, do you balance – you know, the health report of guys differently? Like, do certain injuries of, okay, if he has one, okay, whatever, or if it's a bone and not a tendon, are there certain injuries where suddenly it's like, man, I'm not even sure we can really trust this guy just because he's had a string of injuries? At what point does that impact your decision on the player?
Well, the game is so physical, you have to always understand that you never bank on having someone for the full 18-game season. That's where the importance of having depth is key to success in this league and in this sport. And when we're talking about John White, like any player, you know, the most important thing they have is their availability. And if you're available in your plan, and then, you know, you're out there, and there's guys, they're very rare, those guys who play that position that can play game in and game out. I think, you know, Mike Pringle was one of those guys that play, you know, had longevity, played a long time, played in 35 carries in some games and 20 plus in a lot, many others. I think some injuries are a string of bad luck. But to answer your question, we look at the injury reports prior to them coming here, and he's relatively been healthy throughout his career. But when you start to have injuries here and there, you start to look at the injury, the type of injury it is, and you hope that the injury that they sustain is the last one. But when it becomes repetitive, you got to make sure that you have enough guys in the in-house that can fill in those spots. And again, the most available player for you at times is the one that gives you the best chance.
Ed Hervey, GM of the Eskimos, joins us. Of course, I started the segment talking about Simeon Rotier, done for the season, a huge loss for the Eskimos on their offensive line. And right now, a trifecta of guys have potentially to replace him at the guard position. Your defense, Ed, right now, I think it's safe to say the strength of this football team. They score touchdowns when needed. They don't give up a lot of yards. Odell Willis has really just exceeded, not expectations per se, but I think a lot of people thought how good he could be in this defense. Talk a little bit about him, and then McCoyle, and did you know that he was going to be that much of a playmaker on defense for you?
Well, first, going to Odell, we're not surprised that Odell's doing this. This is what he was brought here to do when we brought him in for free agency, is to go out there and make plays, and this is the type of season that you expect from an Odell Willis. Is his career has on the field has been relatively consistent. When most people think of Odell, it's always the off-field stuff at times. But, you know, we're not shocked in that, to say the least. And as far as Dexter is concerned, you always hope that every player that you bring in can come in and contribute. Is it fair to say that he's exceeded expectations? Well, again, you hope that everyone can come in and make some sort of impact, which he has done. But you got to give credit to, you know, to Paul Jones and those guys down there, and that were able to seek him out. You know, that's the type of player that you hope to find, is a guy who can come in and make those kind of impact on your football team, make plays, and more importantly, buy into the team concept of what things are done here. And I mean, Dexter's been a very good ball player, and it was so much ahead of him. You know, he's not perfect. You know, he does make mistakes, like all young players do. But he, you know, when he's on the field, he always has a knack of making plays. And from just researching his entire career, you know, that's been the thing, that he's always been able to. He had a knack of finding the football and making plays.
Kendall Lawrence, when you brought him in, did you have him in mind as a kick returner? Was he brought in for that, or was he a guy who's maybe a little bit like Chad Owens, who can help you out on offense, but also a guy who can return kicks?
No, when Kendall came in, you know, Coach Jones had worked him out at a camp and said that this was a kid that had a tremendous amount of ability. Felt that he was a guy that could play. I know he'd played a game out there for an Eastern team at one point last year. But, again, Coach felt like, you know, Kendall, once he got in shape, could do some things. And he's shown it. I mean, he's quick, he's fast, he has the ability to play some wide out. Again, on this team, you got to be versatile. And, you know, Kendall has been that.
It just adds a different dimension to a football team when you've got a guy who can take one to the house.
If you have guys that can make plays like that, it's always good to have. You want guys, when they touch the football, to be able to stick their foot in the ground, make a guy miss, and get chunks of yards. I mean, you don't mind getting down the field a little at a time, but if you can find guys that can, when they touch the football, they can get 10, 20, 30 yards at a time, you have your chances of winning are greater.
Do you like the bye week at this time of the season?
I do, actually, especially coming off of some of the injuries that we've had. It gives our team a chance to rest, gives us a little break heading into the postseason, gives guys an opportunity to you know, think, get their minds clear, and understand that this next stretch run is going to be very physical. It's going to be against some very good football teams, and it gives guys an opportunity to watch more film of the opponents that are coming up, and we're excited about that. But the bye week at this time of year, clearly, you know, when you're having success, it seems to come at the right time. If you're not having success, it seems just like it's dragging the season on. So, you know, I'm not gonna mislead you there, but yes, for where we are right now, the bye week has come at the right time.
Your defense, special teams have been very consistent pretty much all season long. Offense has shown signs where it can break out, and then in games they'll go, you know, a half of doing nothing and then come out and look like a totally different offense. And how do you get that consistency into your offense?
I think you got to give Coach Steve McAdoo a lot of credit. I mean, he's done an excellent job with the group. Again, it's a new offense for everyone, and we have some young players in some spots. The offense has been effective, probably more effective than people give it credit for, but I think people want to see 35, 40 points. They want to see the ball thrown down the field, and this offense does not do that. This offense is pretty much an offense that takes what the defense gives them, and it gives you an opportunity to move the ball down the field, and depending on who touches the football, their ability to make plays. But also understand that we're playing against some pretty good defenses as well. Some, you know, the teams on the other side, they get paid as well. And I believe that the offense is much further along than it was at the start of the year. And I believe that it's going to steadily improve. And I think as we head into the postseason, it will get much better. And then it'll be much better next year as we improve some of the personnel pieces around it. And guys have an opportunity to have a full year under their belt with it. And again, this is Mike's second offense in 2 years. So there's all those factors, but they seem to do enough to get the job done. And you know that there's so much room for improvement, and I believe that they will show that.
GM of the Eskimos, Ed Hervey, joins me live at On the Rocks. Ed Bailey, of course, a recent draft pick for you. is a guy who, I'm not going to say he's jumped over some guys in the depth charts, but he's definitely battling for them. And we've started to see him become more involved in the offense. What do you like about his game? And is he maybe farther along early in his career than you guys expected?
Not, I believe, well, first of all, what he brings is he's athletic. He has no fear. He's mature for his age. As far as experience is concerned, I mean, you look and say, is this guy a rookie? Now, again, he has things to work on, yes, but he's fearless. He'll catch the ball across the middle. He catches it once, I mean, he doesn't bobble it. He still has things to learn because you'll see him out there at times wondering where he should be. Not necessarily that he doesn't know the route, but just, you know, reading defenses on the run. That comes with experience. As far as he being much further along, you got to give the credit to Coach Kez McCorvey and his coaching staff, you know, getting these guys prepared to play. You just never know when your number is going to be called. And you can only be as prepared as the coaches get you. And so part of it is you know, you take the playbook and you learn things on your own. And he's eager to learn. He was a great selection for us. And clearly his role has increased. And I expect him to take leaps as we head into the coming games and next season.
You mentioned that you at times you're looking, okay, reading the defense in the middle of a route. And that's, you experience that, every receiver does it. How do you learn that? Is it sitting with the playbook at home on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, because that's not when the play is on? You know, how does a guy become better at reading a defense from a receiver perspective?
Repetition and actually being out there. And when you go into the film room and study, being a student of the game, when you sit down and recognize, and if you, most defenses will give the what they're doing away if you just find the indicator, right? So if you're watching it and you can sit there and see it and all of a sudden start going through the motions of, okay, this is what we expect, this is tendencies here, and once you recognize it, you should be able to run fast, recognize it, and run through the route. It's the player who's somewhat confused, who goes three-quarter speed because he's still trying to figure it out. He's running in the right direction, but he's unsure of himself. And when you watch it on film more and you continue to obviously play more and practice more, it becomes second nature, and then you just go out there without thinking and you play. And that's when it becomes the game becomes it slows down for you.
I don't know if you can put a value on it, but how crucial do you think it was for your organization to get a home playoff date? I know it's not 100% secured. You guys would, if you lose both and BC wins three, then sure they can catch you. But right now the odds are very good in your favor. You will have a home playoff date in Edmonton again, Ed. And that's really, you know, having home games historically have been a way for teams to really build that connection with their fans and within the locker room. How, you know, with this team that still had a lot of guys not having a ton of success at the CFL, how important do you think that was just to reach that goal? I don't know if it was one the organization set or not.
Well, I mean, we had many goals as an organization, as a football ops in particular, but we wanted to come out and show improvement this year. If you started the year and said, hey, you're going to make the playoffs, we'd have taken that as well. I mean, you have to take steps. As far as the home playoff game is concerned, you know, that's not a guarantee yet. We still, you know, we feel good the fact that we control our own destiny in that. But, you know, until that day comes, you know, we're just going to continue to work hard and play. I mean, the players understand what's in front of them, the coaches, the organization, we all understand what's in front of us. And if we're fortunate enough to get a home playoff date, you know, we'll gladly accept that. It would have been well earned, not given. But our biggest thing is that if we do get it, we would hope that our fans will show up. We hope that our fans, those passionate fans out there, the casual fan, and all the fans who love this team and want to see this team be successful, and if you haven't been around in a while, to come out. I mean, the last home playoff game we had here, I mean, you expect to see more people, and, you know, having played here, I know what our fans are like. We know what the Edmonton fans are like when a home playoff game is here, and generally we get more people, and for some odd reason, it seems like the attitude is to, we want the home playoff game, and then I'm going to sit at home and watch it. And, you know, the challenge now is for our fans to, if we are fortunate enough to get it, to, you know, to join us and help us and give us the kind of support that we need from them. And, you know, come out there, cheer loud for us and be there for us. So, you know,
And lastly, what does the GM do in a bye week this late in the season? What are you looking at? Do you actually take some time off?
I've been in the film room watching our team, watching some of the other teams. I'd like to get a head start on potential players that may become free agents.
Okay. Yep.
Looking at watching film of collegiate players that are on our on our ready list. Also taking a little time in the next couple of days to just relax. I think it'll be Friday will be the day that I actually take off to myself. But I mean, I have potential free agents that are on our team that I'm working on getting done. So I don't, my vacation time or time off comes in December, and I'll take it at that time. Right now it's making sure that, you know, I'm keeping my nose to the grindstone and keeping and doing the work that's needed to, stay ahead of the game. And like all of our staff does, it's just making sure that we continue to go in the right direction.
Ed Hervey, general manager of the Eskimos. Appreciate your time, as always, Ed. Enjoy the bye week. I'm guessing you'll watch that BC Winnipeg game a little bit closer just to ensure it to know if you've got a playoff game wrapped up or not. Would make it a little easier. I would do want, well, your thoughts, being a former player, do you believe in resting guys the final week of the season? Is there benefit to that?
I think there's benefit to it. I'm not saying that we're going to do that or not, but, again, you want to go – there's a balance between playing players and wanting to go into the playoff sharp, but also resting players. As we've seen in recent years, you play guys and then certain guys get injured. I mean, that's just the nature of the beast, so you have to manage that carefully. As far as we're concerned, I mean, we have a competitive group. Everyone wants to play. All of our coaches, everyone here wants to win. So when we get to the point where there's no meaningless game in Edmonton, let's just put it like that. We're going to accept all challenges. When the whistle blows and the kickoff happens, we're going to play it as if our lives depended on it.